Good morning. May it please the Court, my name is Benjamin Glickman, pro bono counsel for petitioner Roberto Carlos Garcia. With me is my colleague Sarah Brown. We plan to split our time such that I will address the merits of Mr. Garcia's petition and Ms. Brown will address the government's request for a remand to the BIA.
Okay.
We intend to reserve 1 minute for rebuttal and we'll watch the clock to that effect.
You really think you need to talk about the merits? Since it seems to me the government has only made an argument, even if they made one in passing and inadequately briefed?
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Nonetheless, I think that it's within the court's power to address the merits, even though the record is what the record is and the law is what the law is. So I think the court could address the merits if it chose to, and I'd be happy to address the merits if the court so desired. But if you don't think it's necessary, smarter man than me told me to sit down.
I don't know that I have the power to say sit down, but I just thought that Maldonado versus Morales was pretty convincing based on what the government had said.
And I would agree, and that's why we put it in our brief. So with that, I'll just sum up briefly. I think the record of conviction in this case is insufficient to establish by clear, unequivocal, and convincing evidence that Mr. Garcia pled guilty or was convicted of a generic theft offense. And for that reason, he's not removable for having committed an aggravated felony.
The indictment, as I understand your argument, is that the indictment merely recites the statutory language.
That's correct. It's virtually identical to the indictment in both Vidal and the Panuliar cases of this court.
And the government's been given a lot of time to go find some documents to suggest anything different than that in their argument, and they haven't got it done.
That's correct.
And police reports are not adequate or acceptable for review.
Police reports can't be considered under the modified categorical approach absent the petitioner's assent to the facts in. And in this case, the police report actually charges an entirely different crime. So if there's no further questions, I'll yield the time to my colleague.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Glickman, for that insightful.
Good morning. The government has never contested Mr. Garcia's argument that the BIA erred in affirming the order of removal. Instead, the government is and has been fixated on having the case remanded to the BIA so that the BIA can apply Panuliar to Mr. Garcia's record, a task well within the jurisdiction of this court.
Now, if there's been a change in the law that would arguably allow for presentation of a different set of documents, shouldn't we remand under those circumstances?
So, yes, Your Honor. Under those circumstances, I would agree that remand would be appropriate. However,
it's different because
this is different because the case at issue, Panuliar, was precedent at the time of the BIA's decision. We found instances where the BIA had actually cited to Panuliar during the time period of our client's appeals to the BIA. And nonetheless, Panuliar does nothing more than apply Vidal to the same facts as we have facing the court. And Vidal's been precedent for quite a long time. So there has been no intervening legal authority. So that argument for remand is not sufficient.
Do you have an understanding of what additional documents or information would be available to the government if this matter were remanded?
Your Honor, I certainly do not. The most we've been told is that some other documents might be able to be requested, and we've never been informed of what those documents might be, what relevance they might have, or why it is that they're now suddenly available but were not available 3 years ago. It's my understanding that all of the relevant documents to this case were available at the time the government noticed Mr. Garcia of its intent to have him removed. So there haven't been any new documents entered in his conviction since then. And the record is complete with his abstract of judgment, the minute order, and the plea colloquy, so I'm not sure what else they could.
How do you plead the guilty? How do you plead to count one guilty? That's it.
Right. So the record is as complete as it's going to be. It's the same record that the BIA addressed in its opinion when it already applied the modified categorical approach, which is what we're asking the court to apply here. Petitioner's position is that the BIA made an error when it applied the modified categorical approach, so we've brought it to this court so that you can correct that error. So the government's been undeterred also by two previous denials of its request to remand. It requested a remand from this court, and it requested a remand to the BIA directly and was denied twice. And despite that, the respondent continues to focus on the very same remand arguments. The government admits that the sole issue in the petition is the application of Pannulliar, but it cites no applicable authority for the proposition that remand is appropriate. As I mentioned, remand is inappropriate for three reasons. First, as we discussed, the BIA has already addressed the legal issue. Second, as the court has already raised, there's been no intervening legal authority. And third, the record is conceivably complete. All the documents regarding Mr. Garcia's conviction were available at the time the government filed its notice of removal. The immigration court itself gave the government two continuances in order to gather any additional records it could find to supplement the record so that it would be sufficient as the immigration court applied the modified categorical approach. And at the time that the government submitted those records, it said that it had found what it was looking for and it had no other requests for documents outstanding. So the record makes pretty clear that all the documents that were available are on the record already. The government's arguments regarding remand simply do not withstand scrutiny. There's nothing more the BIA can do. This court will apply the law. As in Fernandez-Ruiz, the evidence in the record either supports a finding of removability or it does not, and no further agency expertise is required. Therefore, if the court finds that Mr. Garcia's conviction was not an aggravated felony, as we hope that it will, then there are no grounds for removability. The BIA has nothing left to do but terminate proceedings, and quite frankly, the government should have requested that they do so long ago. As such, Mr. Garcia requests that the court grant the petition, vacate the BIA's order, and remand with instructions to terminate the proceedings. And if the court has any other questions, I'd be happy to take them. Otherwise, I'll reserve for rebuttal.
I don't think so. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My name is Jacob Basharoff, and I'm here on behalf of the Attorney General of the United States. We request that the instant case will be remanded to the board to apply the precedent, the Ninth Circuit precedent in Pannulliar, which governs this petition for review. When it is not clear from the board's decision what legal standard was applied, the court cannot adequately review the instant petition. I beg your pardon, Your Honor?
It's there to review.
Well, Your Honor, what appears here is that the board applied the standard that was distinguished in Pannulliar. Ortega was not the governing precedent, and Pannulliar is the precedent that governs this petition for review.
Right.
So
what would happen if it went back?
We don't feel confident that the board provided sufficient analysis that can be sustained by this court.
Maybe I could ask the question differently. Straight up, under Pannulliar, how in the world do you have a shot?
Well, here's Pannulliar and Vidal, there are two cases that discussed 10-851.
Right.
Vidal discussed it in context.
The charges in this case are identical.
That's correct, Your Honor. Well,
so?
The issue in Vidal was addressed in context of People v. West. And specifically, that was one of the concerns that the en banc panel in Vidal expressed. Pannulliar did not address what kind of plea was in that case. In the instant case, we also don't know whether petitioner entered a plea pursuant to People v. West. We have a plea. We also have an evidence that...
Every chance in the world has been afforded to make a record that would have satisfied existing law.
Yes, Your Honor.
So what is the basis upon which the government says it should have, what, a third or fourth or fifth chance to find something else? What else could be found?
Well, Your Honor, one of the things that I'd like to proffer to the court, I was finally contacted by my client, the Immigration Customs Enforcement. They indicated to me that they believe there no further evidence would be forthcoming. It was a week before I actually went to argue the instant case. So the only, I guess, issue in the instant case that we believe justifies remand is application of Pannulliar and discussion of the evidence the way it was presented. We don't feel confident that the as I guess I'm repeating myself, that the board's analysis is adequate to for the court to provide an adequate review.
Well, why is that within the BIA's expertise as opposed to the circuit court?
Well, as I pointed out, one of the things that Vidal relied on, it was a written plea and it was a complaint. A plea was entered pursuant to People v. West. The court addressed Vidal's conviction in the context of People v. West, which includes lesser included charges. Also, in Pinula, the court did not address People v. West, and that it was presented with abstract and the complaint. In this case, we have evidence that is different from the two cases that I just mentioned. What I'm trying to say is that the board has an expertise to analyze the evidence the way it was presented and apply the correct legal standard so that it would be afforded deference under the Immigration Nationality Act. And so that's what the government's position is. Also,
the question is whether or not the offense committed by Mr. Garcia, the offense is, and it constituted a violent felony, right? An aggravated felony.
That's correct.
Okay. And isn't that analysis the kind of analysis that this court engages in all the time as opposed to the BIA, which has its expertise in other areas?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you're not going to send it back for more evidence. There isn't any more evidence.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
I guess, don't we have de novo review over this issue?
Yes, Your Honor.
And no more evidence, no change in the case law. So you're just, I'm still trying to figure out why the government put all of its eggs in the basket of remand.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just argue to us?
Well, we felt uncomfortable to argue Pinula because one reason being is the board did not address that, and it relied on the precedent that was distinguished in Pinula.
But you do agree that Pinudiar, and I'm from Idaho, so I say it funny, but Pinudiar, you agree that was on the books at the time, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
We haven't had any change in the law. We haven't got any new evidence. We got de novo review, and yet you put all your eggs in the basket of send it back.
Well, Your Honor, with respect of changes in the law, I would like to point out to the en banc decision, Snellenberger. And in Snellenberger, we have a situation where the evidence presented, which was the state court clerk's minute, was found to be adequate to support a conviction for burglary under, well, petition in that case.
Snellenberger, the whole thing was abstract judgment, which is not applicable here.
Well, Your Honor, it is akin to the record. We believe that it is akin to the record in the instant case. So what we think is that one of the
you say there's no more new evidence, so I got what I got, regardless of whether there's an abstract judgment or not.
Yes, Your Honor.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
All right, thank you.
I would like to submit.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I step back?
Mr. Gluckman?
Yes, the court seems to have a handle on the issue, so I just want to address a couple points that Mr. Basharov raised. Number one, the discussion of People v. West and Snellenberger was not mentioned in their brief, so as Judge Smith pointed out, I believe that issue is waived. Nonetheless, the People v. West situation, Pinudiar applied Vidal to a guilty plea, not a People v. West plea. It's the identical situation to what we have here. And furthermore, the government is absolutely right. We don't know the nature of Mr. Garcia's plea in this case, and that's precisely the point. Without knowing the nature of his plea, we're unable to determine what he pled to and therefore what he was convicted to, and we're unable to determine whether it was a generic theft offense or not. The government has a burden of establishing by clear, unequivocal, and convincing evidence that he was convicted of a generic theft offense. This record is equivocal at best. Finally, the notion that the BIA is entitled to make this legal determination in the first instance is belied by this Court's authority in Mandujano Real, which makes clear that this Court owes no deference to the BIA in determining whether a particular conviction qualifies as an aggravated felony. On the Snellenberger case, I'd note that case was also available to the BIA at the time of its decision. And I'd also note that it just simply doesn't address a Section 10851 conviction. It doesn't address the generic statutory language, which the Vidal and Pannulliar courts held was insufficient to determine the factual basis for a plea when you're dealing with that particular offense. So I would argue it just has no bearing and certainly doesn't change the outcome in this case. Finally, I would just close by saying remand is inappropriate in this case. There's no new law. There's no new evidence. There's simply no reason to remand. We respectfully request that you grant the petition, vacate the order, and remand with instructions to terminate proceedings. Thank you.
We appreciate your firm's participation in the pro bono program and pass that on. The matter just argued will be submitted. Did you? You didn't have anything. Okay. The matter just argued will be submitted.